So one of the guys behind Roger Rabbit, the animator guy, passed away, left, yeah. died, because whatever you want to call it, he's no longer here. He moved to the cartoon in the sky or wherever it is. And it got me thinking about how hot Jessica Rabbit was.
So wait. This guy dies.
Yes.
And immediately you're just like, oh my gosh, he drew some great boobies.
I was like, holy crap, that was, she was sort of, what do you want to call it?
Voluptuous?
Voluptuous, curvy, all that, anything that you could imagine just about in an animated woman you could possibly want. Here's the thing.
Big lips, big eyes, you know, all the stuff that makes anime so appealing, the lips with the little shine on them so they have the lip gloss, you know, the curvy, the boobs.
A little something to hold on to, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you could actually have some time with a cartoon, like an, I don't mean like going to Comic-Con, because there's a whole lot of it there.
Wouldn't you do it with a, I mean, I'm married. If I got a day pass, I would totally hit Jessica Rabbit.
That leads to a couple of questions. First of all, so everyone I know just about, and yourself included, do you have a list of like a freebie? You talk about a day pass that, like, if in fact the opportunity presented itself, and it's never going to happen with an animated like a creature.
Yeah. First of all, no, I don't have the day pass, unless it was like with Jessica Rabbit. If a fully animated ink and paint Jessica Rabbit, you know, or Betty Rubble walked into the house, I could bang her, I guess. But actually, my wife and I'm not allowed to have that. And here's why. Because in my line of work, I do movie reviews, I do entertainment reporting. Occasionally, I go to junkets, and it's not like I'm a huge catch, but I've run into celebrities in casual right. settings.
And they are just people like everyone else. But those, not everyone knows what a junket is. So a junket is what? Where other people, because I've been on them too, where you yeah. show up and there's a round table or one-on-one interview situation where they sit down and talk to media people from all over the place.
Yeah, the whole right? point is instead of flying the celebrity to a billion different places, they fly all the press to one place and they do rounds of interviews in different rooms, and they can knock out a billion press. That way they can control, you know, they can shoot it themselves and then release the tapes to you and that sort of thing. That's what junkets are for. Or you do them at a convention, like if you're at a film festival, like at Sundance, or if you're at Comic-Con. And I've run into celebrities just in a casual, not a lot, but you spend enough time in this world. And the thing is, again, not like I'm going to walk in and, you know, like Jessica Alba's not going to be there and be like, oh, I got to give me some of that.
Well, you don't know. That's it, because, wait a minute.
Who knows what she's into? Maybe she's a chubby chaser. Who knows? And I won't run. She could catch me so fast. but no, that's why we're not allowed to have that, because
right.
most people, it's kind of like, well, a woman would be like, oh, if I ended up meeting Channing Tatum, I could bang him. And you'd be like, yeah, that's okay, because you're never going to meet Channing Tatum working at Nationwide Insurance, pushing papers and doing data analysis. No. But for me, I literally could run into some of these people, and I wouldn't want to be caught in that situation where I came home and I'd be like, hey, guess what? I met Jessica Alba and we boned.
But you wouldn't say anything.
I probably
How could
would,
you?
I would have
I mean,
to.
I mean, I would never ask, you would never ever do it, and I have never cheated.
She'd be texting me all the time going, I gotta get me some more of that chunky love.
Because when you love them, they stays loved.
They do stay loved. I am good. I know what I'm doing. I know what buttons to push. I know how to find the clitoris and the G-spot.
Well, and in cartoons, these things are still out there. So we gotta leave anime out of it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Because anime, there's a whole lot of smoking hot, weird sex animation.
We're not doing hentai or anything like that.
Right.
No, none
Which
of
is
that
the I don't
weird,
even know,
crazy Japanese
thai.
I like
pad thai. What now?
Not pad thai. Hentai. Hentai is like octopus porn and stuff like that. Pad thai is like.
What is that? So when they say it inked me, is a totally different meaning than like out just in the sea scuba diving.
Usually when you release the ink, the thing's over at that point.
Which is different than let the Kraken out.
Release the Kraken? I don't know. If I'm releasing the Kraken, it's nobody wants to be there for that.
All right, so it started with Roger Rabbit, Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
But I started thinking about, like, hot, animated, like, I don't even know what to say, women, creatures,
women? I mean, they're,
whatever.
Well, here's that's a question. Did you find Bugs Bunny attractive when he dressed up as a woman for Elmer Fudd?
No, but they did make it, but there was later on. See, here's the thing. Cartoons, like TV shows or multiple sequel films, They will add characters to try to save a franchise or something along those lines, or add a love interest or whatever else, right?
Do you like the Chipettes, like the Chipmunks, the female version of the Chipmunks when you were a
Was that
kid?
Like the Animaniacs or something?
Well, no, that's different. Version? But no, they had the Chipmunks, Alvin and the Chipmunks, and then they did the Chipettes, which okay. were female versions of them. What, did you find them sexy or something? I
no,
mean, but, it's okay but, to admit that if you're like 10. If you're like 22, that's creepy.
I have no filter. I tell you. My problem is I tell too much. I have
that's
heard that
very true.
More than one moment in my life. It says, why do you have to talk about what happened here or there? And I go, because I can't help it. But the Lola Rabbit was, for instance, you mentioned Bugs Bunny. No, never yeah. went, boy, I got to grab him by the ears. But Lola Kane, or no, Lola Rabbit, Lana Kane, I'm getting mixed up.
Lana outside. Kane's what you rub it's an ointment, isn't it?
It's a salve, yeah. What's the difference between a salve and an ointment?
I don't know.
All right, I don't even.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I don't know. I think it's pretty much the same. It's just a different name. It's yeah. like a bag is a satchel, right? It's the same damn thing as a perch or a clutch.
Sure. No, a clutch is small because you clutch it with one hand. A satchel and a clutch are totally different ballparks.
We are some knowledgeable freaks.
I know
we are.
Some shit about women's
baggage. So my point was Lola Rabbit. I would say yeah.
Who,
to
what's she from? What is she from? Like Tanny Toons or something?
I'm not sure exactly where she came into the mix of things, but I know at some point I remember watching a Bugs Bunny cartoon and there was a Lola Rabbit and mm-hmm. he had eyes for her.
Okay.
And from what I had understood, I got the impression sort of the way Scrappy Doo was there to help out Scooby Doo's ratings at one point. By the way, Scrappy Doo.
I hope to God Scrappy Doo served a different purpose than Lola Rabbit did.
Yeah. Well,
or
for
we're
God's
into
sake,
weird
yes,
territory.
Yeah, no, it was it ruined Scooby Doo, is what it did. But whatever, for a whole generation,
although
maybe
Daphne,
they love Scrappy Doo.
Although Daphne, I would have been happy to look under that purple skirt of hers.
No, I'd be for Daphne. Well, but not Wilma though.
You mean Velma?
Velma. I was thinking Wilma Flintstone.
Velma's
Betty
totally
Rubble.
Different. Betty Rubble was the bangable one. Wilma Flintstone was sort of like your friend's mom. Unless you're talking about that, like, 1996 movie.
That's
with,
what I was just about to say.
But
that's
Elizabeth
right.
Perkins was way, way hotter than Rosie O'Donnell. Let's
yes,
just
absolutely. Out. So that's, I was, boy, we are of the same mind.
Well, let me ask you this. First of all, question. Veronica or Betty? Betty or Veronica? Who? Do you even know?
I'm trying to think. I'd say Veronica.
Betty for me. I love Betty. Betty was blonde. She was cute. She was gorgeous. She was smart. And she was down to earth. Veronica was a bitch. And she was a rich bitch at that.
That's terrible bad.
I'm opinionated on my Betty and Veronica.
That's all right. Okay. Well, okay. Jasmine from Aladdin.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, okay. Who did I was kind of an Ariel girl. I'm not into gingers. But I was kind of into Ariel. Of all of them, a Beauty and the Beast, Belle could take it or leave it. But yeah, I
wait
I
a minute. I don't see.
Although
don't know,
you know who's a sexy Disney princess now? Moana.
Okay.
She's got
all
some
right,
curves
yeah.
on her. She's an attractive lady.
I thought Moana was that like a grown. That's not like a.
She's like 18. I mean, is any? I mean, I think technically Ariel's like 16. But I mean, when the Little Mermaid came out, I think I was 18. So I was okay. probably within the statute of limitations of some sort of, you know, age of consent, 18
of
to 16.
Animation,
especially
criminal
if
court.
You're talking about like maritime law because she was from the sea. Yeah,
there
I mean,
are no
but
rules
still,
on the sea.
Yeah, I mean, but still, you would have had King Triton coming after you. Yeah. But you know who was great? It was the big boobed girls in Beauty and the Beast? Not Beauty, but they had like these buxom girls running around town trying to get Gaston's eyes.
What about Minerva Mink?
Who's that?
That was the in Animaniacs.
Oh, you want to know creepier? As you were talking, even creepier. I have gone down, literally gone down a rabbit hole. I hate to use that pun. But if you take any of those sexy people, any that are cartoon characters, Minerva Mink nude, do a Google image search. Holy shnikes. You would not believe the kind of crazy shit that's out there on the internet. Or Jessica Rabbit nude. You don't even have to be like Jessica Rabbit fisting while getting double penetrated. No, you just have to say Jessica Rabbit nude. And you will get insane images that are out there. Everything from porn stars dressing to like Jessica Rabbit to full-on hardcore weird fetish stuff just in that very simple search engine. So I imagine whatever you want to do, Betty Rubble, Veronica Lodge, Bugs Bunny as a woman, you will get crazy image searches. That's the beauty of the internet.
Yeah, it is beautiful. That is true. I don't know how you got to the fisting part as being a possible search option. That's in you and your sick head, but that's okay. I mean, whatever everybody likes, animated or not, I say, as long as everybody's a consenting adult, then you go ahead and have some fun. Go at it.
I blame Greg Giraldo for that one.
Of course. Why not?
Well, yeah, I was once, he's got, you know, rest in peace, but he came out, I was on a radio spot with him, and they introduced me, and they said, oh, Kevin does movie reviews, and he says, well, the last movie I saw was Fisting Miss Daisy, so I don't know what happened. It was, they didn't even have a tape delay, like, button to push. They're just like, that went out during drive time.
Why not? Who'd that hurt? Who was the victim there, really?
Well, here's the thing, and this is the point. If you are offended by the term fisting, then you know what it is.
Correct.
So you can't be corrupted.
I suppose it's the voluntary, being the fisty, it has to be a voluntary activity.
I hope so.
If it isn't, like if it's some type of prison, I didn't ask for this, but I was forced into this situation and this is going on.
Does fisting happen a lot in prison? Because here's the thing, I would imagine.
I don't want to know.
That takes a lot of intimacy.
Well, yeah,
you know,
you're in there with digits and hands,
right up
in
their
all.
Business. But there has to be some sort of straps involved or rope. Otherwise, I don't know. But yeah,
I don't think this is one of those things where like my mom's going to be like, "Well, yeah, that's my boy. Check him out on the Chubby and Stick show. Check him out on the radio." Somewhere on this is on the internet. This is happening right now.
I can't tell you the body part that is animated most of the one that's animated most of Jessica Rabbit is her breasts. I'm not even going to tell you what the second most animated part of Jessica
Rabbit.
Probably
your ass.
Not just a little more. Let's target that a little more. We'll just leave it at that. How about that?
I'm afraid to look. I don't even want to search right now. They'll show up at the house. It'll be like guys in a white truck from like the internet police or whatever the hell they are.
If the internet police existed, they would have cleaned shit up years ago. Ergo, the internet police does not exist.
Mm. And there's something germane to what you said to the conversation in that too, with probably Jessica Rabbit. All right. So, I mentioned her earlier, and this is where it gets weird. And I don't want to step on toes, but this is, a complimentary scenario. And I'm sure as anything, not the first one to think of this, but it is based, it is an animated thing. It doesn't come from graphic novels. It's not a comic thing first, and there's a multiple categories.
It's not a manga. Yeah, okay, go on.
All right, but Aisha Tyler, incredible talent, is an actress. She's a writer. She's a comedian. She's a beautiful woman.
Are we talking about Archer?
We're talking about Archer, which there is a namesake of Sterling, and I'm not the guy who's selling like Arby's meat products right now, though I would like that, though he voices Sterling. And
he
Archer,
also
though,
voices Bob's Burgers, so.
Which is a beautiful thing, and I love that show too. But Lana Kane is Aisha Tyler's character in Archer, and she's beautiful as a human. She's amazing as an animated character. I don't want to sound creepy. It's too late, probably. But holy crap, Lana Kane.
Oh, no. See, you had earlier referred to her as Lana Kane, and I didn't. I'm like, that's an ointment.
Right. Not a salve, but it's true. That's potato, patata. Lana. I mean, really, Lana.
Honestly, I would take any of the girls on Archer.
Yeah, that's
yes,
true.
Even Pam Poovy, because she gets weird.
She's crazy.
She
freaky.
Gets
yes.
weird.
Yeah, and funny as hell.
But who's the other girl who's the secretary who's, again, she gets weird, but she's like girl next door getting weird. Right. Pam Poovy is just like, she's the last one you take home at a bar just because she looks like she might tear you up.
And she would.
And she totally would. Oh yeah, you would be, you would find yourself
like
woken up like behind a dumpster with a kidney gone one morning. That is your night with Pam Poovy. Lana Kane, you'd probably just have a black eye.
That's right. That's fine. I go for that. Okay. Let's go back here. I don't want to limit Betty Boop. She's probably the original.
Betty Boop. My problem, Betty Boop is weirdly disproportionate on her head. I would just be afraid her entire head would fall off. I don't know what to do.
Wait. What do you mean? No. What the hell could you possibly be doing to make her head pop off?
Well, no, but I mean, it's huge. I mean, she's like a...
High blood pressure?
Well, I don't know. She's like a balloon or a sucker. I mean, it's just weird. Well, I mean, look, would I have a go with Betty Boop? I absolutely would, but I wouldn't know what to do with her. You know, it's sort of like this thing. You know, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, everyone's like, her boobs are too big. I don't know what I'd do with them. I would be confused.
I would be
lost.
You're
I would
a grown
try
man.
To,
what do you mean you'd be confused? What would you be confused
so much,
by?
I just wouldn't know how to hold them. I feel like it'd be like trying to keep control of like cookie dough or like pancake batter. I don't think I could handle that much.
I was trying to avoid the objectification of a human female and talk about what
talk
is.
Talk about Jessica Rabbit's tits first. And that's going to help.
It's animation. It's animation. It doesn't count. But these are people that you could interact with
art.
At some movie interaction, junket kind of fat guys at the movies thing, or that I might in some other capacity. Who knows? Sometimes
well,
you get to
been,
Southern California.
Look, tell me, you've been to...
I'm trying to be a
stand-up
guy.
You've been to adult.
How? I'm still trying to figure out how you'd be confused.
I don't know what... You've been to the obligatory... gentlemen's club where no one acts like a gentleman, and there's the women who sometimes they're so big you just be like, what do you? It just I need my stuff needs to be more manageable and contained.
You want it to be proportionate?
Not even proportionate. Just I need to be able to not just wrap my brain around it, but you know it's sort of like you know like
motor boating.
I am not about A cups, D cups, any cups. I'm about Chubby's hand cups. That's about my limit because then. Then it just becomes, it's just too much to manage. I don't know what to do with it all. I would have a good time figuring it out.
Well, that's the point of life, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Trying to figure it out, animated or not.
I'm still on this Google image search of Jessica Rabbit.
I'll do that later when I'm alone. All right, so what about Smurfette? If you want to get really weird, Trek William Shatner kind of Kirk thing? He was always with the blue, the green women. I've mentioned this
before.
Well,
now see, like Yvonne Craig as the green woman in Star Trek, you know, Batgirl,
right?
Absolutely,
right.
Smurfette. You know, even if you could make her like full human, I'm not into Smurfette. I just wouldn't be into Smurfette. I don't. Are we talking about Smurfette? Either way, I wouldn't go for. Are you talking about the Smurfette before she became a blonde? Or like when Gargamel created her, when she was like dark haired, like straw dark hair.
I don't know as much about Smurfette as I thought I did.
You'd be more into that because I know you like the hippie girls a little bit more.
I'm open to what I love it all. I mean, we're talking about animated women, and seriously, you're talking about this down and dirty, sticky, sweet kind of love stuff with animated creatures, and now you're talking about a hippie girl, whatever. I don't know anymore what happened. I do whatever Smurfette wants. When was she a hippie at one point?
She was created by Gargamel, and then
I know that.
Papa
okay.
Smurf made her into. But when she was created by Gargamel, she had like just dark hair. She was almost looking like a witch, like scraggly dark hair. And then when she became a full blown real Smurf, and she turned blonde, and then it just ran train on her. I mean, it was just you can't imagine those.
No.
There's a reason they're. Houses look like
Snow
dicks.
White and the Seven Dwarfs. That's a whole nother thing, which is probably a
dwarfs,
porn someplace.
Like dwarfs on golf. Oh yeah, do not image search that unless you want to see some crazy.
And
shit
you want to hear something funny? My senior year of high school, we were ended up at. I don't know. I wasn't driving. We ended up at some weird party at some weird house out in the sticks someplace. I don't even know if I ever encountered any of these people before. But we're at this party, and on the everybody there's all kinds of. It was like the TV, the movie Kids before it was happening. I mean, there was a lot of weird
stuff. That
sounds
terrifying. Going on. There's a lot. A lot of crazy shit going on in that you don't want to admit to.
No, and a lot of crazy stuff. I'm not admitting to being a party to it directly. I'm just saying it was there. Maybe a little more pedestrian than the movie Kids. So on the TV, though, they had a video playing, and it was not animated. It was like puppets, knockoffs like of Muppets, so they wouldn't be sued, I suppose. And I think it was called Let the Puppets Come. I'm pretty sure that was the name. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it.
My Burt Reynolds laugh for you.
and I'm telling you, I was enthralled.
Is this like a Meet the Feebles sort of thing?
I don't know. What is that?
That's Peter Jackson's pre-Lord of the Rings movie about weird puppets.
Here's the thing. If I look this up, should I do it in what do they call it, in private or whatever, incognito browser search? And what the hell does that really do anyway?
I don't think, well, who, if anyone else has access to your laptop, like the NSA or Edward Snowden, then they can get into it. But otherwise, if you don't care, then just do it full cognito, man.
No, it is legitimate. I see it there. There's a trailer. In 1976, it's a 45-minute adult musical, as they describe it. And that my senior year of high school, I don't know where, how, it was just on the TV, and I'd had many a beers, and I was, and there may have been other stuff going on in the room, like I said, and I was like, what the hell are you people watching? I didn't even know any of these people at this house, but it was like this, it was a party house, but there was tons of people in this room just watching this.
Yeah. This sounds like a thing that the Big Lebowski would swerve into. At Jackie Treehorn's place.
But it wasn't that nice of a place.
It was wood paneling in the basement.
I think it probably was, actually. Yeah. I don't know that I actually got to the basement, but there was wood paneling in the living room. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. We're talking the 80s.
I'll tell you, here's the thing that I would totally go for.
Okay.
And I'll have to admit, the politically incorrect maid from Tom and Jerry. Thomas? Right?
Okay.
Thomas, come here.
I'll have to look that up.
I'd be into that, possibly.
Whatever makes you happy.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.